Okay, good morning everybody. I'd like to look at one of the particular yachts related to this week's parsha and also related to this time of year. I think we might have looked at this Indian once before, but it was a few years ago. Everybody was here now, was with us then, and if anybody remembers it from before, it's still well worth Chazara. So in this week's parsha, we have a psukim, put him on the sheet. Ki a mitzvah hazoyis, because this mitzvah, Hashem making the tzav tzayoy, which I'm commanding you today, lo nifle si mincha, it isn't distant from you, the lo yivah chaykai, and it isn't far away. And then he continues to tell us, this mitzvah, which we're going to see in a second, what we're referring to exactly, what is this mitzvah? This mitzvah, whatever it is, isn't distant, it isn't far, no bashamayi, it isn't up in the sky, that we should say who's going to go up to the sky to get it for us. It isn't far on the other side of the sea, but the good gimel, there was someone that one would say, who's going to cross over the sea and bring it for us? Rather, possibly good zealous, he currently being left by a double oi. It's very nearby, the bishop will vossa, la soito, it is both in your mouth and in your heart, la soito, to do it. What exactly does this refer to? Now the tzukim, obviously we have to look at it in the tzukim before, because ki ha-mitzvah ha-zoyim, this mitzvah must surely refer to something that was discussed before. This must discuss, refer to something that was under discussion. Now if we look in the earlier tzukim, we'll see recorded something which is a sort of combination of a hafkata and a nevuah about the office of Am Yisrael, where it says that we're going to be in Godot, and then eventually we're going to do tshuva, and I think probably we're going to bring us back, and we're going to come back to keep the entire Torah. That's a general outline of what's going on in the psukim before. Then it says this psukim ki mitzvah, so it's because this mitzvah that we're discussing is very near, and it's very easy, etc. Now, there is actually a discussion that we're showing what really are this book I'm referring to. So I put here a couple of Rashi's so we can see what Rashi's view is. So Rashi says, "Lo Hashomayim, it isn't in the Shomayim. Shiilu Hoto Hashomayim, it would be in the Shomayim, but he said, sorry, it's a lovely Sakharel, you would have to make an effort to get to the Shomayim, Ula Loinza, and to learn it." And the second Rashi, which confirms the Loinza, he called the left of the place, it's very near, Hatera Nitna Lohen, the Chsav and Baal Peh. So Rashi seems to learn this, these tzukim go on Torah generally, or Torah learning, Torah is very accessible, you just have to make a little effort, and there it is. That's how Rashi learns. But I'd like to focus today a little more on the Pirush of the Rambam. The term ki ha-mitzvah hazoyis. So first the Rambam says the simple reading of the word mitzvah hazoyis, this mitzvah al-kol ha-Torah kula. It refers to all of the Torah in general. That's his first shot. But then he says, second bullet point, la-hanofoi, but more precise shot, more correct, that would be that ki al-kol ha-Torah yoyma, were to be referring to the entire Torah, to general Shmirat HaTorah, it would say, Kol HaMitzvah shall make him the Tav HaTorah. The entire mitzvah, everything that I command you today is very easy, etc. But the term Avol HaMitzvah HaZoyt, this mitzvah, does not fit well with understanding these psukim are a general reference to Kol HaTorah Kula. HaMitzvah HaZoyt, it sounds like we're looking at something specific. Al Hashuva Hanizkev. So it says the Rabban, rather, the words Hamitzvah Hadorim, they go back, this mitzvah, it goes back to what was mentioned in the earlier psukim about the Tshuva of Am Yisrael. It says a sort of Havtocha and Nevuah about the future of Am Yisrael, that we're going to be in Golos, and we're going to do Tshuva. Now Hamitzvah Hadorim, this mitzvah, refers to the Tshuva. Key, because, says the Rabban, the psukim which were mentioned in the earlier parsha that will be in Golos as Vashivoyta Lomet, or you will consider in your heart the Shabbat, the Shem of the Kev, and return to Hashem. Those Tukim, says the Ramban, are not simply a type of promise that this is what will take place, not simply in a Ruah, maybe it's that too, but a mitzvah, they are a command. She is not what we call it, and we are commanded, last in case, to do this Shul. Labor, and now the continuation of the thrust of the parasha is, Kim Yen, the Dapa Topic Seah Shomayim, wherever we will be, even distant, Batobi Yahamim, Tutal Lo Shuv El Hashem. It is possible still to do Shuvah, but last is Kapala Shalation, the Tapa Yoy, and to give our energy and presence to fulfilling the entire prayer. Ke'ena Dobo Nislo Verrofa, it is not something difficult for this to have a thoroughly elect of my. This is now what this parasha goes on. This mitzvah, this teshuvah isn't out of our reach. It isn't too difficult, it isn't far away. I will thoroughly elect of my oida, toto, the call eight of a call mocking. It's very easy, it's very nearby to do it. The call eight of a call mocking, wherever you might be, whatever circumstances you might find yourself in. The Zed Tan, and this says the Ramban, is the meaning of the final topic of this parasha. The Sikha of the Zokha La'afusa. It is in your mouth and in your heart. La'afusa. What does it mean? It's in your mouth and in your heart. Says the Ramban, this topic fits beautifully with the fundamental principles of Tshuva. What does Tshuva have to do? Says the Ramban. It involves an aspect. Teshuva involves an aspect which is done for fear, with our mouth. Vidui, which is going to be done with the mouth. The Yoshuvu and Teshuva, which is the living with the heart, El Hashem, the Ishabu Alem Ayoi, Hafir Allah, so for the Torah. And to accept upon ourselves the Torah to fulfill it for all future generations. So there's something which is in the mouth, which is Vidui, and there's something which is in the legs, which the Rabban identifies as what we would call Kabbalah. Kabbalah al-Habbalah, the undertaking to strive to be better in the future. So those are, so that's how the Rabban is learning, that this, these sukkim refer to the mitzvah Shuba, and he even is medayik in the sukkim, the pichot, the zokhot, is used to refer to two particular aspects of mitzvah Shuba. Now what I'd like to look at a little more closely is two questions on this Rabban. Number one, the way the Rabban is reading these sukkim is such that the thrust of the sukkim is trying to tell us that one shouldn't think that the mitzvah of Tshuva is very hard, it's very distant, it's very difficult. No, it's very, very easy. But Bichol B'Zot Salah, so you say it's just in your mouth and in your heart to do it, and there you go. Hey, friend. So the question is that not everybody finds Tshuva all that easy. It's made out to be, you know, a simple thing. Here it is, it's just in front of you, off you go. And in fact, it isn't really like that. In fact, you know, many other mitzvahs in the Torah are surely a lot easier. They are a minute, the lower shofar, sit in the sukkah, but tefillin are all much, much easier than undertaking a true tshuva to truly change one's ways and improve is actually, you know, quite a challenging thing. It isn't so correlated as the Rabban sort of make that, so to speak. So, how does our experience of tshuva fit with the way the Rabban is reading the psukim? A second question is that we know there are really four fundamental aspects of tshuva. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva lists them out. They are well known, but the four basic principles of Tshuva, they are, first of all, Azivat Hachet, first they have to stop doing what he was doing before. There's Kabbalah al-Habot, to accept in the future not to do it again. There's Harota, regret, which one has to have in one's heart for doing the Aveira. And finally, Vidui, to do the Vidui with Pet. So again, Azivat Hachet, Kabbalah al-Habot, Harota and Vidui. Yeah.
This fact of saying and it was talking about the Yad Hashem there, so to speak, something so easy, may it be for Moshe
Rabbeinu. And you want to ask it as well, who was Moshe Rabbeinu?
Is that somehow the same?
So you can keep the same answer as
the other. And the other one was Yad Hashem, so to speak, the third thing to say, I'm not giving a tiny thing, but one is Yad Hashem, the other one is true, I mean, two
tiny things.
Huge.
Okay. Maybe we could give the same answer over here. It wasn't my end, I'm not sure.
No, it's not from that end. I mean, there are other mitzvahs that are like this that I started to speak at.
I think it's quite few and far between. You can think about it from Mitzvah Hashem, and let's cycle through the Torah. I don't think there's that many places where the Torah describes, like, the level of difficulty of the mitzvah. It doesn't sort of like the Torah class, this is what you've got to do, this is what you've got to do. It doesn't discuss, whether it's challenging, whether it's not challenging, it just says this is the mitzvah and let's go. So there's here the Yirat Hashem, I don't know if there's any answer to it, I hear the horror. Maybe you can answer it the same way. Now, having said that, are these four fundamentals of Tshuva, it is fascinating that the Ramban, when he speaks out what is hinted at in the words of Bicha or Belzacha, only mentions two out of the four attributes. He says the Bicha is the Vidui, and Belzacha is the Kabbalah al Habon. Vidui and Kabbalah al Habon. But the other two attributes, Azidat Achet and Harokha, do not get any mention in the words of the Ramban. You don't find them any particular remnant in the form. Only these two. So maybe you could say it's like a general, generally. Who doesn't know about these in a general sense? You could say that. Yeah, it's like a one stage further. It's like sort of the palm of science model, you might say. You could say that. It's such a shvara kasha, but I want to share with you a most beautiful Nahalat, which is written in the sefer of Ravitzla Petterborg. Let's just briefly mention, in case everybody knows, Ravitzla Petterborg was one of the main Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the great founder of the Muslim movement. He had three big Talmidim. One of them was Ravitzla Petterborg. Besides for being a big Bar Mutter, he was also a tremendous Talmud. He had amazing sugars for him. And in addition, he has got a paper of Dibri Mutta, which is called the Praise for a number of Marmorim which relates to Yoni Tshuva and Elul. Now, I'd really like to learn it through together. It's the most beautiful piece. I could just summarize it outside, but his Rishonim are beautiful. It's well worth learning it inside. It's quite easy reading, we'll go through it together. So he has a beautiful approach where he explains what is going on in here. Almost, he says, in truth, Kasher Natsil in his pointing field. When we will give consideration and truthful, Nimsa, Kila Ulam Hatshuva, who Dova Kal Lori. In fact, Tshuva is very easy. He comes Shnei Ikri Hatshuva, because two out of the four aspects of Tshuva, Shalazivat Sachet, the Harokha, which are, we might call the third, Azivat Sachet and Harokha, Loinesha Klal, the Dova Kobi, the Darki Hatshuva. We cannot say that because a person needs to do Aziva Tachet and Harokha, therefore Tshuva is very hard. Why? Yan, ki ein the yachik oisom klal al cheshtan of Tshuva. Well, consider the matter carefully. Those two things, Aziva Tachet, stopping to do the Chet, and Harokha to have real regret for what was done, are not really part of Tshuva at all. Ashe yisoyo, ki habachila lechatoyim v'lachoshim. Which is essentially a procedure which a control has set down whereby he gives mechila v'slicha for our babies. Why? Ki azidat hachet, to stop doing the chet that the person is doing, ein zeh inyan asher nimshach l'kharach midas ha-teshuva asher bora ha-kodesh baruch hu bo'i lomoy. That point, that piece of avidat hashem, to stop doing an avidat that one's doing, has actually nothing to do with the special mapala of teshuva that a control has created. The Kabbalah Shovin, the limit of the display of the Shovin session. This Masala that the Prophet has given us, whereby you follow this procedure, I will give you forgiveness. Why? He got in the Lord, he had a business at the Shuvah, but we don't stop. Let's say there was no such thing as the Shuvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yichayol moite u'beseleach lashon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not forgive. He'd say, very sorry, I'm sorry folks, you've done an avera, that's it, there's no oynish, there's no tshuva, there's no backtracking, that's it. Now, Gamke, the Chayol HaKoyte, Muskrak, le'inotem mitatom. Even were that to be so, when there's no such principle as tshuva, a person would still be obliged, the person who is doing particular avera, would still be obliged to stop doing the avera, but reach over the time as part of the mitzvah, and to keep the entire thing. Hachini is lo yichayol HaKadosh Baruch Hu moitel u'beseleach. Lo yichayol lo yirosh alavim et arkeh. Is it possible, is it conceivable, that were there not to be any such thing as tshuva, that a Russia who has done avirus for the last year should continue doing the avirus for next year? Why? Why should he continue doing the avirus? And in Hoya the Rishus of the Russia, would there be an open check for him to continue doing his avirus?
If there's not tshuva, then he's already doomed, so...
But there's no already doomed, because each avera is its own separate question. So he's punished for everything that's happened till now. Yeah? So but he, because he's going to get punished for all the averas that he's done until now, should he continue doing averas and get more finish? Each avera is an avera for itself. In fact, you know, there's a famous story of one of the Gedolim. I can't remember which way it was, maybe it was kind of college. One of the who sort of met up with a particular Kutzer about avera. And he saw the fellow, you know, eating something without a bra. He was a big ball of air, serious of air is going on there. He saw him eating something without a bra. So Rav Chaim said, "Didn't make a bra." So he better laugh. He said, "You know, Rav Chaim, you know, I did much worse than that. You know, make a bra. That's a bra. No bra. Least bra. What are you talking about?" So Rav Chaim said, "You know, given you're going to get to the oil of my image, each little thing, every single thing, including the brahman, is going to be done. So for he, because you do other avers, should you also do that? The brahman is the brahman." Exact same thing over here. Let's continue reading here. Exactly the next paragraph speaks this out beautifully. Would he be entitled to continue doing avers? List for its chit al pesha to add further chatoim on his original avir, but then it distributes liver at oilam and to continue in what is fitting in his own heart at oilam forever. Halloy not duat, he al kol chit ba'olam va pesha, he onish ba'olam for every single avir a person is punished. For onish ra ba'omar ma'olam with a very serious avir, nale al kod yisuri chit, more than all the yisuri that are in this world. The akime ha eit ye yolam, even if he lives as long as a tree. Even were a person to live for 1,000 years, over Kulam Yaqan, he would sin in all of them. Because the Prophet would bring the Mishpat, the counting of every single one of his actions. Not a single one is lost. Even the smallest thing is not forgotten. Even were there not to be any tshuva, were there not to be any such thing as tshuva, aziva tachet would be absolutely necessary. Let's jump at the beginning of the next paragraph. But chayin he, exactly the same applies to the yisodim hacharot, the principle of regret. Regret for doing something wrong. In the Indian, Asher Ubon Mikhoya Pakshur. This is not something which is directly required or directly nitchavish. It doesn't directly come about because there exists a special matana of Chur. Kine Akarotu is Darki Hasid. Karotu is simply something which relates to normal brain activity.
Logic.
Nipsha Mikhoya Pakshur. It comes from the prayer of thought or appreciation. Like when Shekhov says the child of Shuvah Rabbeinu Yoyim, for Ikar HaRishon HaKharot, the first Ikar in Shuvah is Kharot. Yoyim Lebov HaKirav HaMar HaKharot 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 Bitter and wrong it is Ogwe HaShem V'yosher HaRibwe was considered to be Yishoyish of Ogwe etc. We'll skip a line. Ato, now, Hachiyim Lo Yichayah Bidus HaShuvah Bo'oilo Limitah Lo Yisrael HaShovi Beshah Were there not to be any such thing in the world, then I should have brought this most of the thing there. But I don't have to that there and make it in it. Were a person not have these insults in his mind, a person who's done a hero, but he's hurried on Michael for Roy to ask another what he's done wrong, and to consider and to say, oh, Mark, this thing, if we ever go to this conflict, I'll avoid it. Who lies? Oh, it's been yet to say, how you've been carried along with him. In fact, where there's been no tshuva, a person would be miscarried all the more. He would have an even greater haram. If I appreciate you over so you call this thing, when he realizes that it's something wrong, which cannot be fixed up, on the contrary. Without tshuva, the haram would be far greater. So having said this, says Rabbi Sala, we'll consider that even without the Kiddush of Tshuva, without a Kiddush Baruch Hu saying to us, you know what, I'm Yisrael, I love you so much, I give you a special Masada, you've done something wrong, you could do Tshuva. The first two principles of Tshuva, Adivis Achet, to stop doing the Chet that one's doing, and to be mischaret, and to have real regret on what's gone on, they would exist anyway. They have nothing to do with the Kiddush of Tshuva. What does that leave us with? That leaves us with the other two. What are the other two? Vidui and Kabbalah and Abba. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes and says to us, now let's appreciate for a second what a matana to Shuva is. The first two things have got to be done anyway. Nothing to do with Shuva. Avidus Achet, Kabbalah and Abba. Because the husband, Avidus Achet, Karata. Because the person has done Avidus, so now she continues doing Avidus. The fact that the Torah is mitzvah you to do this mitzvah, not to do this avera, that obliges you every single day. So because you did a test yesterday, you should do a test tomorrow. It's not normal. Similarly, to be mischaret for what's done wrong, that's just an automatic outcome of appreciation of what avera is. So what are you left with? Kabbalah la'abo and vidui. Now, what is difficult about Kabbalah la'abo and vidui? Really, really nothing. Only if you haven't done the first two stages, if you haven't had any true harok, you don't really recognize harok is what you've done, or you don't have a deeper tachet yet, because I've got no plan to leave, then to make a firm Kabbalah losses is very difficult. But if you have done the first two things, just to add that added firmness, that added makabah patish to the previous two stages, which is what these things really are, Kabbalah ala osi and Harata and Vidui, are simply the natural outcome, a certain added firmness, a certain added firming up of the previous two stages, of the Adivas Hachet and the Harata. The person is really only the Hachet, just to add a little more, make a Kabbalah ala Habal. Isn't very difficult. If a person is really mischaret, just to express that harot of a pen is not a big stage. Just vision. So now, says the written on the next page, reading inside, that we can understand beautifully what the Rabban says. Indeed, the mitzvah of Shuma is in fact a very easy mitzvah, where you have the correct Hagdoba, the correct background. Somebody will understand how the Sufi is in the Ramban, that when he explains the remit of the word Beficho Ubelzocho, he simply mentions those two principles, the Vidui and the Kabbalah and the Habor. Because it is really only those things that are the Chiddush of Tshuva, and it is those things that are the easy part of Tshuva. So when you have the correct background, then the mitzvah of Tshuva comes along, and with the special Matana that the Prophet has given us, we can deem this in the Makapri of what's gone on before. So, I don't want to consider that from this cheer anybody should get into any type of views about Shiva. On the contrary, it's supposed to be a type of healing where we should see what a tremendous Batala Kodesh Baruch Hu has really given us. When we recognize that what a Kodesh Baruch Hu really asking for us in return for a tremendous Batala of Kapara and things that have gone wrong. What little I could draw is really asking from us, there should be a chibur to put in that bit of extra effort to really do the tshuva and mishnah be zayka to a tshuva in the Torah. I just mentioned here, I don't know if I mentioned it already, but after Rosh Hashanah, there are not going to be any shurim. Next shurim after that will be after Sukkot in the news month, because I'm going to be away. So, this week I'll be shurim as usual, till the end of the week, and after Rosh Hashanah, after Sukkot will be.
Based on this,
yeah.